AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. On the eve of a critical referendum on dealing with the financial crisis in Greece, polls show voters are evenly split over whether to accept or reject a bailout offer from the country's creditors. Yale University political science professor Stathis Kalvaias says a no vote could touch off unrest.
If we go to a situation in which there's no agreement, the Greek banks are going to collapse. Greece is going to run out of cash next week. And so it's widely anticipated that we may have disturbances and riots.
A yes vote, on the other hand, could bring down the current government, which is opposed to the offer. The Eurozone's Rescue Fund, Greece's largest creditor, says it considers the country to be in default. A new Islamic State group video has surfaced. It shows the killing of about 20 government soldiers in the historic town of Palmyra in central Syria. It's not clear when the killings took place. People in west central Oregon got a jolt this morning. A 4.2 magnitude earthquake was felt near Eugene. So far, no reports of any damage or injuries. State transportation officials are checking to see whether there was any impact on bridges or roadways. 4th of July festivities well underway around the country. In Avon, Colorado, 9 people suffered minor burns during an accident at a fireworks show last night. Officials are still trying to find out what caused that accident. Overseas, some American servicemen and women are getting pizzas today in Afghanistan and Kuwait, courtesy of a group called Pizzas for Patriots. Retired General Kenneth Dowd says the taste of home is really appreciated by the troops.
I was actually there at one or two during my time in uniform. And folks really enjoyed knowing that people back home put a project like this together to get fresh pizza into the fight.
Eating of a different sort was celebrated on Coney Island in New York. Defending champion Miki Sudo has won the women's division of Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. But perennial winner Joey Chestnut was defeated on the men's side. This is AP Radio News. The presidential candidates were out pressing the flesh today at picnics and parades. Most of them were in key early primary states like New Hampshire, Vermont, and Iowa. The first week of play at Wimbledon is in the books, with close calls and upsets for some key players.
Women's defending champion Petra Kvitova has become the biggest upset victim of the first week of Wimbledon, the second seed falling 7-5 in the third set to Jelena Jankovic. The Serb, a former world number one, currently ranked 28, through to take on Agnieszka Radwanska. Roger Federer and Andy Murray each dropped their first set of the championship, but both made the second week in good shape. But John Isner lost 12-10 in the fifth to the US Open champion Marin Cilic. Wins also for Caroline Wozniacki and Madison Keys. Graham Agars, London.
Panama has joined several other Latin American nations in dropping out of the Miss Universe pageant in protest of Donald Trump's comments about immigrants. They say the move is a message of solidarity with Mexicans. Trump recently described Mexican migrants as rapists and people who bring crime to the U.S. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.